This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Welcome back. We have our guest returning, Yolanda Robinson, founder, CEO of Arizona Facts of Life, Chris Gray, COO of Arizona Facts of Life. I knew it, just like I knew it, we was going to get calls and emails. If you missed last week's show, tune in to blogtalkradio.com, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, the Father Matters website, our archive shows. Listen to last week's show, okay? And Jeremy, what I want to do, if it's okay, I want to go ahead and run the commercial now so we can run this thing all the way to the end, because we're going to cover an event that's coming up. We're going to finish going into, I want to start off with the Next Steps program that we covered. Yolanda and Chris have a behavioral health component. So I just wanted this. I don't even want to stop the flow. So what we're going to do is go ahead and get into the commercial now. Tell your friends to tune in. Listen to this show. Go back to last week's show, and we're going to get this thing going. Father Matters proudly presents our supervised parenting center for fathers. The center is only for fathers and their children to provide supervised parenting and monitored exchanges. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. The purpose is to provide a protected setting for parent-child contact. Hours of operation, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Father Matters Supervised Parenting Center for Fathers. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Last week, Chris, last week, Yolanda, we talked about the college prep, the leadership workshops, the weekend retreat, Living Whole, and it's like time was flying by. I am excited to hear more about the Next Steps program. Unpack that a little bit.
Next Step program is for our youth and anyone that's age 18 and up. I created Next Steps to meet a need. And so what I noticed is those students that aged out of the leadership at 18 still needed some support and guidance. So I created an environment where they can, it's more peer support and peer ran. So they meet once a month, and they go over there, or actually create their life map and discuss, you know, college issues and barriers. So they share their stories and they support each other. And their life map is something that I created for myself. Mm-hmm. And I saw that it was very helpful.
What's a life map?
A life map is just a map mapping out their path of where they want to go, where they see themselves now, and where mm-hmm. they see themselves.
Almost like a plan of action.
Absolutely.
You know, we got to have goals. We got to write the goals down. Mm-hmm. We've got to stick. And what I'm loving is that the follow-up, you're doing life with these youth, and I'm loving it. And then I see here that you have active parenting classes where you understand some of your topics are understanding your teen, mm-hmm. active communication, reducing power struggles, parenting with style, preventing teen drug use, control versus influence. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about reducing power struggles, because I'm sure I hear that a lot at the Father Matters workshops and support groups. Tell us a little bit about reducing power struggles.
Well, it goes back to the last show we talked about, you know, the parents in survival mode and not really having or having the time to have serious conversations with their youth. So it goes and it does, it goes into a power struggle because they're talking at one another. But in this parenting class, it just, we use the active parenting curriculum, but it's also, again, meeting the need of the family to create an environment for the parents to understand their youth, how to, you know, communicate, but more so understanding their parenting style. Because you remember, you mentioned in your workshops how you some of your fathers, they raise their hands because they don't want to be like, you know, their parent or their dad. Well, we find ourselves in that situation. And in this parenting class, it kind of opens your eyes like, wow, yeah, I am doing things like my mom did and I really didn't want to. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. And what I'm excited about is the fact that, because we work with so many parents who have those children between the ages of 9 and 17, and they're like throwing their hands up. Mm-hmm. And I know now they are going to need to plug into Arizona Facts of Life. Mm-hmm. And what I love also, you have a sports and arts program.
Yes.
Unpack that. Chris, unpack the sports and arts programs.
So basically what we did, or what Yolanda, her vision, is to not only put these kids in a position to grow athletically, but we're putting in the academic component,
yes,
which is our FACTS curriculum, helping them become a whole person instead of just a whole athlete, helping them understand that in order to go to the next level, you need to get yourself right.
That's right.
You know, your attitude, your health, you know, a full person.
What I love about the whole sports and arts program, they're also learning team building. Absolutely. And team work. Some of us are coming out of homes where it's like you got to survive even within your own home.
Right.
If you don't eat dinner at dinner time, the older brother or the older sibling or whoever's going to take them last two hot dogs and that last cup of Kool-Aid. And now when you put them in a sports situation, like they selfish with the ball. They don't want to share the ball, always shooting the ball when you get it. No, you don't have to always be the quarterback. But that mindset come from that struggle at home. Mm-hmm. So how are you seeing them opening up by becoming a teammate?
Well, to go right with what you said, the survival, I have two athletes. Mm-hmm. They have 11 brothers and sisters. And 9 of them are boys. Mm. So when I first got them, it was more, they weren't the kindest gentlemen.
I hear you.
Real quiet, real defensive, real protective of
theirs.
Ready
to fight.
Yeah, I mean, from food to clothes to shoes, anything. But we got them when they were freshmen. They're seniors now.
Wow.
And when
still
I
still with the program.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And when I say they are totally different, I mean, you can see them interacting with other athletes. You can see them, you know, there are times where we play and another athlete would, you know, foul them a little bit too hard and it goes 0 to 100 real quick.
Right.
Now you can see them take a step back. You know, it's just a game. They're not in fight or protective mode. And, you know, if one of them jump, the other one jumps. So now it's, they're calming each other down. You know what I mean? And I'm sure that they're taking that back home and being big brothers to their, you know, 10 other siblings. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's they're growing.
What I'm really loving, I'm looking at the website why, as you speak, your preventative health, you got everything from a college prep all the way down to sports art. Somewhere along the way, when you're spending the weekend with them or on a road trip, somebody's going to feel safe. Because you provide a safe place for them.
Yes.
And if they're safe, they're ready to trust and share at 9 years old, maybe some of the abuse that's going on.
Absolutely.
At 14 years old, maybe what happened when he or she was 9.
Yes.
You know, abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. And a lot of times people need to realize little boys get raped too.
Yes.
And see, boys, little boys are just told to don't cry, bottle it in. But little boys that are wounded and angry grow up to be angry men.
Yes.
Okay. And what I love is the fact you have a behavioral health component. You know, because I can see, I get parents to say, I spend thousands of dollars sending my daughter or my son to counseling, but then they can have one session with someone that they know that they're safe. And it's like all that time. Mm-hmm. And I know Arizona Facts of Life provide a safe environment. tell us a little bit about your behavioral health component, because that is like you're not just giving them an excited weekend and they're still going home with their heart locked in. They can unzip that and start sharing. Right. Share your behavioral health component.
Again, working with the youth and families of Arizona Facts of Life, you pay attention and then you identify the need. And yes, facts curriculum is great. Parenting is awesome. Exposing them to different opportunities is great as well. But like you mentioned, creating that safe environment, it kind of opens up some things that, you know, they weren't so sure they could do in other environments. So the behavioral health will provide individual, family, or group counseling, even some coaching, behavioral coaching, because some of our youth, the parents, they're acting out at school. And a lot of times they don't realize that they have a learning disability. So kids normally act out because they don't want people to notice
that something is wrong.
That something is wrong. Absolutely. And so having that one, that one-on-one, that person there that they can, they number one, trust, and that can support them, which, and it helps them change their behaviors.
Now, if someone, because I'm telling you, the phone's going to light up. If someone's having an issue with their child, do they have to go to the preventative health side first? Can they start off with the behavioral health side?
They can.
Is it a fee for the behavioral health side?
There is no fee for our youth in for individual or behavior coaching. There is no fee for them. If you have insurance, because we do have licensed therapists and clinical supervision, clinical supervisors and, you know, clinical staff. So if you have health insurance, then they would, you know, provide that individual sessions for them.
Tell us a little bit about the staff, Yolanda, because people are not wrapping their brains around a youth organization, ministry, who goes from preventative health to behavioral health. Mm-hmm. It's either one or the other. Mm-hmm. And you're wrapping this all together. Tell us a little bit about your staff, the clinical staff.
The clinical staff, we're all in the helping and serving. The clinical is, I mean, yes, we have our titles. We have a clinical supervisor. We have counseling. We have a therapist. We have health educators. We have, you know, they're all titles, mm-hmm. but we're all helping, serving,
yes,
and meeting a need. And it went from, yes, helping just young girls, leadership, and then it went to, and I can't really explain to you because I was just doing the work. Mm-hmm. I was just doing what God has called me to do, and I continue to do so. So I think if I focus on too much on the growth, then
You're going to lose that mission.
Absolutely.
You're going to lose that purpose.
Right.
You're going to lose that hunger to stay out there in the trenches.
Right.
Believe me, I know. I'm constantly getting poor, man. You got to go to the board meeting. Yes. You got to speak here. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I want to be with that dad at a Denny's mm-hmm. at 8:30 at night, sharing a slice of pie and some coffee while this guy is unzipping his heart. Real talk. And I get my phone, you know, after this today, I got a staff development meeting training. And it's like, but we need that to
we
keep going.
We have to do that. Absolutely.
But it's like, you know, I started Father Matters out of the trunk of my car mm-hmm. because of what I went through at age 22, sure 20 did. Years ago. But it's like, I love what you said, because it's so hard to, it's like pieces of me is getting spread all around the ministry. Share with me about your family counseling, your family counseling part, because sometimes the children, the kids, the youth, and jumping on this, Chris, they're sharing stuff with Arizona Facts of Life that they never share with anyone. And they're sharing stuff that their parents didn't even know.
Right.
So what happens when you get everybody in a counseling session and the parents are like, I didn't even know that happened. I didn't even know you felt that way. What's important is that, like, we're talking, the mm-hmm. dialogue.
Right. And that's why I like the parenting component. Mm-hmm. We start off with that. And then the kids are getting their support through the facts and the leadership and other programs. Mm-hmm. So once they're in that, then they're ready to have a real conversation as a family. So that environment has been created for them to now open up and understand each other.
But I love that, too. That goes back to your tea from last week's show when you said that truth hurts. But now it's kind of like the healing needs to come in.
Yes.
Do you have a testimony of a family that started off with the youth? They spent the weekend with you, went on a trip, and then they opened up to your counselors, your licensed therapists and counselors, and then they was able to feel safe to share what they was going through or what they witnessed or what happened to them in front of their families.
Yes. Sure. We have, and I'm sure she wouldn't mind, Veronica Elam. She is actually the grandmother of one of our youth, Kyle Henderson. And he actually came to our program at age 12. And she was really surprised because he participated in our summer program. And he had behaviors. But Mary Kyles, who I mentioned before, she's one of my employees, and I, we wrapped our arms around Kyle. And we made him feel safe. They, his parent, his grandmother, his great-grandmother, his mother, they wow. just knew that we were going to kick him out because that's what's happened mm-hmm. in the past at schools and other programs. But they were so grateful and appreciative that, and really surprised that we didn't throw him out of the program. We saw the potential and we saw the gifts in mm-hmm. Kyle. And so Veronica participated in one of our parenting program workshops. So did her daughter, who was Kyle's mother, Sharonda. Mm-hmm. Kyle participated in our leadership, and he is now 16 years old, so he's still a part of our program. So everyone got a little piece, and now we're able to come together, and now they understand where the behaviors are coming from. Mm-hmm. Kyle is understanding his mom's her rules and grandma, you know, and that sort of thing. So they're understanding and really healing from being able to just sit and talk about mm-hmm. their issues.
And was his father it. Was his father in the picture at all?
Partially. Unhealthy.
See, and you can see where some of that came from.
Yes.
He's trying to figure himself out. He's trying to figure out what it is to be a man. He's trying to yes. learn on his own.
Yes.
Because he may not even at the time trust men because of my dad going to, you know,
yes.
not be who I need him to be. Why am I going to trust another male?
Right.
You know, and we have in a society of young people, young adults who are trying to parent each other.
Yes.
You see? Because we are facing more and more a society without the father.
Right. And Kyle's dad is, I mean, Kyle knows, he knows where his dad is. And they actually went to court, and Kyle spent some time, he was awarded to his father's home. Okay. And that lasted all but 6 weeks. And he got into some behaviors and drugs and things like that. He actually caught a case.
In 6 weeks, being full-time with his
with
father?
With his father, yes.
And then if you even go deeper than that, if we got into the heart of Kyle's father, he's got a past.
Yes.
You see what I mean?
Yes.
And he was able to be with his father for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Uninterrupted.
And now he's back at mom's, and Kyle wants to be with, he longs to be with his father.
Yeah.
And I was in court with mom and grandma and Kyle, and they asked, well, where's dad? Well, we don't know. We waited for 30 minutes, well past the court time, and dad never showed up.
And what would have been so powerful is if some men could have spoken to his father's life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because his father was just afraid.
Yes.
His father was fearful. He probably felt like he wasn't where he should be, and mm-hmm. according to him, financially,
right.
you know, he might have got himself into some stuff. And that's why we need to be able to come together as men. Because, see, what we do as fathers today will affect the next four generations.
Yes.
So it's not about getting it together on our own. It's getting it together because while we're trying to walk it out and making mistakes, mm-hmm. we have generation after generation after generation watching us and making some of those same mistakes. Chris, chime in on that a little bit.
I think one of another issue with Kyle and his father, being that Kyle wasn't with him for that long, and then him finally being in his household, I think there was an issue with him getting his son and feeling that he need to assert his dominance. I'm dad. Mm-hmm. Rules, you know, and if he hasn't been there.
That's right.
And it's like, who are you to be telling me what I can and can't do? And now I'm 16. I mean, he's not a little boy. He's a big boy. Mm-hmm. Now he starts to, you know, buck up a little bit. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Man.
And that's different from someone like myself. I had my dad my whole life.
Right.
I know dad don't play. These are rules. I need to follow. You know what I mean? And yeah. I think that was another underlining issue that.
Sure.
Yeah. So fathers need to know, especially trying to rekindle a relationship, is baby steps.
That's right.
It's baby steps. Let your son know that you love him first and foremost, right. That you're his protector first and foremost. And then you get to the other things.
Right.
So.
And then on the other extreme of that, you get fathers who will see their sons for the first time while their son is age 8 through 13, and they the Disneyland dad.
Right.
They want to, go to sleep at 11 o'clock on a school night. Don't worry about it.
They want to be friends.
They want to be friends. They want to hang out with you, play video games, and then all of a sudden he's bringing D's and F's in the house.
You're wondering why.
So it's one extreme, it's to the other extreme. You have an event coming up November 4th. Tell us about this event that's coming up.
Yes, it's November 4th, and it will be held at Wild Horse Pass Hotel.
Okay.
I believe the time is 6 p.m., but you can definitely go to the website. We should have information on the website. Mm-hmm. This is where we recognize our youth and our leaders in the program, some of our parents. And then those that are in attendance to support, we display all of our programs for the whole family.
So this is a fundraiser, a yearly fundraiser.
Yes.
And these dollars are used to continue your free services.
Absolutely.
How can people get in touch with Arizona Facts of Life if they have questions or if they want to be involved or if they want to donate? How can we get in touch with you?
You go to the website, www.azfactsoflife.com. You can go to our Facebook, Arizona Facts of Life. You go to our Instagram, AZFOL, and then the phone number?
It's 602-254-2704.
Yolanda, right now there's a mom listening to this show. They already listened to last week's show. Father may not be in the picture. Daughter is just acting out sexually in every other type of way, and she don't know where to start. What can you talk to her?
I can talk to her about the facts of life. Helping her daughter face her fears, adjust her attitude, learn how to care for herself, and then she can give to others and care for others, deal with the truths in her life that's allowing her to act out the way that she's acting, and then we want to help her tap into her strengths, her God-given strengths.
And Chris, there's a teenage boy listening to this show right now who's struggling between manhood and childhood and boyhood and just acting out. What can you say to him?
Arizona Facts of Life. Mm-hmm. Facts. Same thing she just said. It goes both ways, boys and girls.
Mm-hmm. And then your home-based therapy. We're going to wrap up real quick, but tell me a little bit about your home-based therapy program.
We have a therapist on staff that will come out because, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like to come into the office. I mean, they're not comfortable with counseling anyway. And so going into their home, they're in their environment. And I think that's a safe environment for our therapist to provide whatever services they need as a family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, you have the FACTS education program. They come in at the preventive health, the retreats, the college travel trips, behavior health. The FACTS educational program. You got adult basic education, skill training. Tell me a little bit about that.
We have two locations at the District 5 Service Center on the Gila River Reservation. We've been there for 5 years now.
Wow.
We just opened up a site at the Phoenix OIC, so we've partnered with them, and it's been going on for a year there. And the FACTS educational training program is our life skills, nutrition, and exercise. The GED, and they get to prep at their own pace, and then they get to test.
That is so powerful. Mm-hmm. So November 4th, you have a fundraiser coming up. Yes. You have all these programs and services. They're free to the youth. They're free to the families. So once again, plug your information. Tell us about the fundraiser, where it's going to be, what's the cost, how to get in touch with you.
Our annual gala, A Gift from the Heart. It's a royal black and red royal affair, November the 4th at Wild Horse Pass Hotel and Casino. It is $50 to attend.
Yolanda, Chris, thank you for coming back 2 weeks in a row. I appreciate you. Great. The best of luck to your event. Best of luck to your ministry. And thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions and comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. Come on back. We want to see you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.